The 100-Minute Bible, Episode 34, On the Way to Jerusalem. The time came for Jesus to make his final visit to Jerusalem. On the way, he continued to warn his disciples of the fate which awaited him, but they continued to fail to understand him, even though they saw him being fiercely critical of the Jewish leadership and protective of people whom most Jews despised. He accused the Pharisees, the strictest of all Jews in their observance, of hypocrisy. This was because, although the Pharisees kept the outward requirements of the Jewish law rigorously, they disregarded its more profound requirements of justice and love. He claimed that the Pharisees and the teachers of the law oppressed ordinary people and persecuted those who taught new religious truth, as he did. On the journey, Jesus constantly challenged the assumptions of those who heard him or offered him hospitality. Dining with a Pharisee, and seeing the competition among the guests for a place of honour, he used the occasion to teach that God will exalt the humble and humble those who seek to be among the highest. He said hospitality should be offered not to friends or well-off neighbours, but to those who are unable to return it. The host reward would come when the righteous rise from the dead. In another implied rebuke to his own people, he told a story of guests refusing, with a variety of excuses, an invitation to a feast. In anger, the host filled his house with the poor and maimed, and there was no longer any room for those first invited. As they were approaching the town of Jericho, a blind beggar, using a form of address reserved to the Messiah, shouted out to him, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." People told him to be quiet, but he continued shouting until Jesus sent for him and restored his sight. When Jesus arrived in Jericho itself, a man named Zacchaeus, a wealthy tax gatherer, climbed a tree in order to see him amidst the crowds. Observing him, Jesus invited himself to dinner at his house. During the meal, Zacchaeus vowed to give half his possessions to the poor and to recompense everyone he had defrauded. Jesus rejoiced, saying, "Today salvation has come to this family. I have come to seek and to save those who are lost." This is taken from the Gospel of Luke.